welcome back to episode 99, the Wayne Gretzky edition of the Red Seat Podcast. This is your host, Jake Devereaux, and today I am joined by Brian Joyner and Matt Collins to preview the World Series matchup, Red Sox versus the Dodgers. Guys, this is it. This is the final one. Four wins to go.
Ready for a lot of late nights.
Yep. That's the dark side to all this, but
I'm surprised. At least they're all starting at 8. I'm surprised the LA games are still starting at 8. Yeah, kind of sucks for the people out there, but
well, screw them. I mean, we're the only ones that count.
Of course,
doesn't suck for them. That means it's gonna finish at a reasonable time for them.
Well, sure, but if you work, you're not gonna be home when it starts.
Did you guys
but they're fake fans anyway, so okay.
Game 5 is 6 minutes later than the other games for some reason.
Yeah, that's the 8:15 one.
Yeah.
The schedule this whole postseason has been bizarre. Like, they've had like 7:32 starts, and most of them start at like a number that ends in 9. I don't know what they're doing.
I wonder if the 8:09 thing is because 9 positions, or I don't know.
I doubt it. I think it's like an extra few minutes for the pregame or something like that.
It's weird. Anyhow, we got the opponent that I think we all wanted to root against in the LA Dodgers, or I mean, I guess it's fun, right?
Boston, I like the Dodgers. LA.
But the Boston LA thing, you don't like that?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I wasn't alive in the 80s, so I don't really care that much about the Celtics Lakers.
Were you alive in 2008 or 2010?
Yeah, but I mean, that was like, I don't know. I don't really think that gives me the same perspective as like people that were there in the 80s. I don't know. I mean, I don't like.
Wait a minute. Lakers. Don't you know that everything Bill Simmons thinks is what you think also? You didn't know that?
I'm actually one of the few people that doesn't hate Bill Simmons. So.
Yeah, I think he's good.
He's all right.
Anyhow. Brewers fans immediately jumped on the Sox bandwagon. Did you see that?
Oh, they had some bad blood.
Yeah.
My girl Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that happened real fast. There does seem to be sort of a kinship between Brewers fans and Red Sox fans for whatever reason. The two teams like each other.
The Mauricio Dubon connection, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Shaw connection.
Yep. It does seem to be good. So before we get into actually going position by position like we've been doing, I want to talk about the roster. We talked about it last time, whether or not Steven Wright was going to get a spot. He's been doing a lot of work throwing, and it seems like he's more and more likely to get a spot, either Hembree's or Workman's spot. Jim Bowden today tweeted out that he expects that, so.
So that means it's not going to happen.
You think?
No, that's actually Nightingale, not Bowden. But, no, I think it's going to happen. They said they were going to make a decision tonight, so we'll probably find out tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Or when people are listening to this, they'll probably know by then.
Aside from that, do you think there's going to be any changes, or are they going to roll with the same unit?
I don't know what else they change, so no.
Yeah, the only thing I could think of is if they maybe wanted to, I don't know, put Bobby Pointer on there.
I doubt it.
But even for me, that seems a little heavy, because then also you got to take someone off. You get to go to that player and say, hey, you got us here. We're going to put in Bobby Pointer in your place.
Yeah, it would be Hembree if it was anybody. And the reasoning there would simply just be that LA hasn't been great at hitting lefties, so it gives you another situational lefty. But
well, that's the only way he's going to fulfill the prophecy. So honestly, I should go with it.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to throw somebody into that, a rookie into that situation when he hasn't pitched in a month.
I mean, would he really be worse than Hembree, though?
He could always get worse.
That's true. That's true. But those are the only two possible changes that we could see. I mean, I can't see them adding a different position player or anything like that at this point. It seems like they're going to roll with the crew that got him there.
I would like to see Lynn instead of Swihart, since they're not using Swihart, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I would like to see Swihart. I'd just like to
Well,
see
I'd
him
like to
doing
see
more.
Swihart on the field, but it just doesn't seem like that's going to happen, so.
I think he'll get some time this series. We did get a question about it from Devers Defender. And he says, "Where the hell is my man Swaghart? He's only available in 16-1 situations, question mark." I mean, let's talk about that a little bit. It does seem like, being that we're going to a National League park for three of these games at least, or only, I guess I should say, he should get at least, a pinch hit or something, right?
You would think so, but I just kind of, it seems like they don't want to waste that third catcher, and they're like saving her for an emergency, which I hate, but I don't know. He should be used more, but I just, until I see it happen, I don't think I can like predict it or anything.
Bri, what do you think?
I agree with Matt.
Thanks.
All right. Well, let's get to our comparison here. Tail of the tape. Let's go starting pitchers first. Game one, we have Clayton Kershaw versus Chris Sale. Really does not get much better than that. Game two, we have Hyunjin Ryu versus David Price. Game three, we expect it to be Walker Buehler versus Nate Eovaldi. And then game four, Rick Porcello versus Rich Hill. Looking at these two rotations, which one do you think has the edge on paper?
I think it's really close.
Me too. I would actually give it to the Red Sox, I think, with the way Eovaldi's been pitching.
Yeah, I'd probably agree. Ryu's been pitching really well too. I'd probably go slightly to the Red Sox, but I don't know that it's a meaningful difference either way.
Here's the difference. Here's the difference. The Red Sox are getting to pitch against an NL lineup, whereas the NL guys have to face the Red Sox.
Yeah, the Dodgers aren't really your typical NL lineup, though.
Yeah, but they're still an NL lineup.
Call me crazy, but I think the Red Sox, not that they have a huge edge, but I actually think they have a slight edge in every single one of these matchups. I'd rather Sale than Kershaw at
I
this
don't know about
point.
that.
I'd rather Price over Hyunjin Ryu. I'd rather Eovaldi the way he's pitching over Walker Buehler. And I'd rather Porcello over Rich Hill. And part of that, I think, has to do with the fact that Eovaldi and Porcello I trust to go deeper into games than either Buehler or Rich Hill, which matters a little bit less in the postseason. But, I mean, if you can get into the pen a little earlier against those guys, I don't think that's a bad thing.
I don't think I'd take Sale over Kershaw right now. And I don't. I think Eovaldi and Buehler, I think that's pretty much even. I can't really make a good argument for either.
Eovaldi has
Porcello.
been better in the postseason, though.
Yeah, but I mean, both of those guys have like such huge potential variances. And Buehler doesn't really seem like a kid who's getting affected by the stage.
His
He was
stuff's
really good in
filthy.
that game seven. Yeah, he's I mean, he's got the potential to just go nuts anytime he's on the mound. I think they're all pretty even. I think the one relatively big edge would be Price over Ryu. But I might still be riding a little high after that Price's last start.
Yeah, see, I see that one as pretty close to even, considering the year that Ryu has had. I mean, he had an ERA under 2 this year.
Really small sample, but yeah, no, he's been really odd.
Yeah. It's going to be good, though, but the one thing to note is that three of these pitchers for the Dodgers are lefties, whereas just two of the pitchers for the Red Sox are lefties. It's worth noting that both the Red Sox and the Dodgers lineups have struggled against lefties this year.
Well, 2 point ERod. When you say two of the pitchers are lefties.
Two of the starters.
Right, but if ERod serves as an emergency guy, like I feel like through the first half of the series, he's liable to go just short of a starter's number of innings in some capacity, just depending on how it works out.
Maybe, because they might have Wright too, so that would change things.
Well, but if they're bad against lefties.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be close either way. How confident are you guys that Chris Sale is going to be Chris Sale in game one?
Not.
Mostly. Yeah, I mean, that's why I think I would rather have Kershaw. I'm more confident in Kershaw being Kershaw than Sale being Sale.
I did
Yeah,
see
I'm more
Kershaw
confident in
get.
Kershaw being this Kershaw, which say if Sale feels good, he would be better. But he also has the capacity to be worse. Whereas this Kershaw is pretty damn consistent.
I saw him get roughed up this playoffs, though, at least one of the starts I watched for him.
Kershaw?
Yeah, he got
He has
destroyed.
two really good starts and one really bad start.
Who
Sale.
was the bad one against?
That was his first start. That was game one of the NLCS. And then he came back in game five and allowed one run in 7 innings with 9 strikeouts.
Yeah, I watched the one where he only struck out one and looked terrible.
He struck out two, but yeah. Yeah, but then he had an 8-inning shutout game against the Braves. And he also pitched an inning of perfect two strikeout baseball in game seven. Kershaw's been more good than bad. And Sale wasn't that great in his last start.
No, but he was dying on the mound.
He said that didn't happen till after.
I don't buy it.
I think the thing with Sale, though, is that he can't locate when he's not good. So if he can locate, he's fine. Kershaw gets hit when he's bad, which is why I'm not as afraid. I feel like if Sale is on, you can't hit him.
Kershaw's on, you can't hit him.
Now?
I feel like we're acting like Kershaw's a lot worse than he is. Like,
No,
I
here's
don't
what I'm
think
acting.
Kershaw
No, no,
has
no.
the
Here's what I'm
talent.
acting like. Acting like we have like literally maybe the two best hitters in baseball. So,
Sure.
if anybody can do it, I mean, Kershaw's great, but if we're talking Sale versus Kershaw in a vacuum, that's why I'd say I'd give Sale the edge.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not in a vacuum though. It's just Sale was bad the last time we saw him, and he's been dying for like a couple weeks. And I'm not saying I think he's gonna be bad. I'm just saying I think they're both probably gonna be good, and I probably give a slight edge to Kershaw, but it's not like anything significant.
By the way, do you know what we should introduce Chris Sale to? I think this would help him. Food.
You guys see Shaughnessy's tweet today?
No.
About Sale though.
No, I did not.
So he zoomed in on a picture of Chris Sale's elbow and it was a little red, and he was like trying to start like a investigation into why Sale's elbow is red, and everyone's like, dude, that's just his fucking elbow,
That's his skin.
you moron.
That's
It was like 40 degrees out, that's why his
really
elbow is a little
reaching for something.
oh god, it's ridiculous.
I want to point out though with Kershaw that the current version of Kershaw that we have though is not the version of Kershaw that everybody's used to. And if you go by pitch values, and just hear me out here, Matt, before you disagree with me, his fastball this year for the first time in his career it had gone way down in effectiveness last year, but it was still an above average pitch last year. It went down to pretty much an average pitch this year, and the only two pitches that were still above average that he threw were his slider, which was still an awesome pitch, and then his curveball. But the curveball has lost a lot over the years as well, so he just does not have the same stuff he has. He has to
Okay.
almost pitch without his fastball as a weapon.
And despite all of that, he had a 2.73 ERA, a 3.14 FIP, and a DRA that was 30% better than league average.
Yeah, he's
See,
still
this
good.
is. I mean, if this is. Like, he's still amazing. I know he's not like Pedro version Kershaw anymore, but I'm still very scared of him, I guess is what I'm trying to
Like,
say.
if Charlie Morton does what Clayton Kershaw does late in his career. We're like, wow, this is a good season. Like, that was really good. Whereas with Kershaw, we're like, well, you used to be better, motherfucker.
I mean, it was his worst season since 2010. It's just
sure, and like,
basically
and he's demonstrably, as like Matt, I give you those stats, but if you look at them, they are going just they're just ticking up every year. But he's still such a good pitcher that he's still better than almost everybody else. But Sale is not everybody else. That's it.
Yeah, and the lineups he goes against on a regular basis are not the Red Sox. Not even
Yeah,
close.
sure. But, I mean, Sale doesn't go up against the Dodgers that much either. I think
The
if
last two
everybody's.
teams he went up against were definitely better offenses than the
Yeah, he
Dodgers.
was awful against the Astros. But I'd say if Sale and Kershaw are both like at their best, I take Sale every time. I'm just not sure Sale's going to be his best.
That's fair. I'm with you on that. So we all three agree, slight edge to the Red Sox here.
Very slight, mostly even. But yeah, if I have to pick somebody, I'd go Red Sox.
Yes, the three agreeing will not give a correct opinion, the correct view of how close we think it is.
Yeah. What would we say? 51% Red Sox, 49% Dodgers,
Now,
or?
let's put some respect on it. Let's say like 53.
All right. I like that. Bullpen. Kimbrel, Barnes, Kelly, and Brazier versus Jansen, Madsen, Kenta Maeda, Pedro Baez, Alex Wood, and company. Who do you guys have here?
You listed Kimbrel for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
He's a Dodgers asset. No, I key my kid. The last game was beautiful. And he really looked like I'm gonna give the edge to the Dodgers.
Really? I think I'd
Yes.
go Red Sox. I think it's another really close one. I don't know. Other than Jansen, I'm not like super afraid of anyone in that Dodgers bullpen. And I
Baez has been
guess.
good, but Maeda has been bad, and Madsen has looked like shit at a lot of points this year.
Yeah, they're all really inconsistent. I mean, obviously the Red Sox guys are too. They're pitching really well right now.
I think
There's
that's a
some
better
bias.
point. I'm not, I guess I'm not totally confident in the Dodgers either. It seems like they have a similar pen, whereas looking in front at it from the outside, and I say, Matt, that you are sort of looking at it from the inside because you know relief well, that like, oh, those guys are good, right? And then you get against them, and like sometimes they are, and sometimes not. Because Jake
Yeah.
is right. Madsen has been like awful at times this year.
He's been like dominant at times too. I'll give him that. Like he's been all over the place.
So I'd say they're pretty similar, and I won't backtrack, so I'll give them a 52%
I
advantage.
think the best argument for the Dodgers is I think it's pretty clear that they have the best reliever in Jansen. I think I'd take the Red Sox kind of second tier guys. But the later you get, the fewer games you have, the more you lean on your best arm. So I think that would probably be the argument for LA.
Do you know who
Pretty good.
led the Dodgers relievers in WAR this year?
Bias.
Yeah, Baez. Yep.
Yeah, Jansen was awful for a long time, but he's back
Yeah, Dylan
mostly.
Floro had a sneaky good season for them too. He's going to be on the roster.
Yeah.
I think one of the guys that really helped propel them to their World Series last year though was Kenta Maeda out of the bullpen, and he has been kind of bad this postseason out of the bullpen.
Yeah, I feel like he's pitched better lately, but I might just be thinking of literally his last outing in Game 7, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up his postseason stats right now. I thought there was a way I could do this very
On
quickly.
Baseball Reference.
Postseason. Okay, here it is. He has a 4.91 ERA so far in the postseason. He's
Huh?
still got great strikeout numbers,
No,
but
he doesn't.
yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
So am I.
3.2 innings pitched, 4.91.
What are you looking at?
Fangraphs?
I'm on Baseball Reference. I got 6 1/3 with a 1.42 ERA.
Are you saying someone has made a mistake?
Wait, are we talking about Maeda?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about Ryan Madsen.
Oh, no,
My bad.
that would be the confusion. Yeah, I
All
was
right.
still talking about why Maeda was bad
Okay.
so
Sorry.
far. But no, Madsen has looked way better in the postseason. But Brian and I were referring to his very terrible regular season this year because both of us, I think, owned him in fantasy at different times. So we were
You
keenly
remember
aware.
the grand slam the Cubs dude hit on Sunday Night Baseball?
Yes, I do.
Boat or Bodie or whatever his name is?
Yeah, do you remember
Yeah.
who he hit that off of?
Be Madsen, right?
Yes, he did.
Topical. But I agree with you, Matt, that the way that things are shaping up with how Cora has been using the pen, the Red Sox make this a lot closer than it would have otherwise been. I think I'm going to go very slight edge here for the Dodgers, just because I think there are more usable pieces in that pen. And I think when you look at the Red Sox pen, it really is those four guys plus
I mean,
whatever the starters can give you.
yeah, I was gonna ask, do you count like Porcello and Eovaldi in Sale? I guess Price too.
I'm counting them. I just think that, in a 7-game series, some of the guys like the Dylan Floros might actually matter a little bit.
Yeah, fair
Well, if you
enough.
count them, I'd probably go with the Red Sox.
Yeah, it's
I think this is
close.
another one that's really close, whichever way you go.
Yeah, I'll go slight edge Dodgers, but I don't feel great about it. It's mostly because I'm petrified of Kimbrel still.
Don't trust Eric Gagne.
No. He got steroids delivered to the clubhouse. I don't trust Eric Gagne.
Means he does whatever it takes to win.
Yeah, he's not that smart though. Let's get to the lineup here. I guess Matt, you went Red Sox, right?
Yes.
Okay, so two Red Sox, one Dodgers. All right. Lineup, catchers, Sandy Leon and Blake Swihart and Vasquez versus Yasmani Grandal, Mr. Passball, and Austin Barnes. First of all, let's talk about the Dodgers situation here. Is Grandal even going to get consistent starts? I mean, I would think that Roberts is going to go back to him, but he's
I
been
don't
a
know.
nightmare defensively.
I hope they play Barnes. I think Grandal's a lot better than Barnes, but they've been playing Barnes a lot lately, so I know Grandal's been awful, and I guess it's hard to say from the outside whether how worried you should be about that snowballing psychologically, but Grandal's a much better hitter, and at least by the metrics, he's really not that bad defensively, even like blocking pitches.
No, he's a pretty good framer too.
Yeah, so I think he's significantly better than Barnes, but they played Barnes pretty much the entire NLCS, so I don't know.
With the Sox, it seems like the more and more they play, the more they're going with Vasquez.
Leon's playing game one.
Right, he's
Said that
catching
today. He's catching
Sale.
Sale. I wouldn't be surprised if Vasquez catches everyone else.
So I guess here we're hoping for Barnes. We know he'll give more steady defense, but he is basically like the Red Sox guys with the bat. He might even be worse than them with the
He's got
bat.
more upside.
Sure. Yeah, I mean he had a decent year last year. He had a lot
He
of
was
helium.
better than decent last year. He was really good last year.
But Grandal has some serious thump. He hit 24 home runs this year.
And he draws a ton of walks.
Yeah, he's just flat out a good hitter.
He's gonna be a guy a lot of people want free agency this year. A lot of Red Sox fans.
I actually like him a lot. I wouldn't
Yeah,
mind
I
if
like
the
him
team
too.
signed him.
Yeah.
What do you guys think here?
I go Dodgers.
Me too. Also, I think the Barnes thing shows what we know from watching the Red Sox. Managers like consistency defensively from catchers, maybe to their own detriment, but they have shown a marked preference when it comes down to the trade-off versus potential defensive errors versus potential with the bat. Not a lot of patience for the defensive errors.
It just matters so much in the postseason. Seeing guys go from first to second or second to third or sometimes both, with consecutive pass balls like we saw from Grandal, it can really affect the game.
And you don't want your pitcher thinking about whether or not the catcher's going to be stopping. And you want them to be able to throw their breaking ball with full confidence that the catcher's going to stop it too.
Yeah, absolutely. First base. So I'm actually going with the Dodgers too, I guess I should say, for a catcher. So all three of us for the Dodgers. First base is really interesting. We have Mitch Moreland and Steve Pearce versus Max Muncy and David Freese. Muncy is a guy who can play first and also plays a little bit of second. Freese is the left-handed side of that platoon. Muncy does play almost every day though because of his bat. He doesn't really show too much platoon splits. Who do you guys like in this matchup? We know that Steve Pearce has been getting a lot more time. He's been having some amazing
He's going to
stretches.
play a lot in this series with the Dodgers having so many lefties.
Right, you expect him to get majority of the time. Mitch Moreland probably coming in late in the games as a defensive replacement and as a pinch hitter still. But it's an interesting matchup. I think this is closer than it might seem with the season Muncy's had.
I don't think it's that close. I think it's the Dodgers.
I do, however, I could see Pierce just ripping through the Dodgers this series and being the World Series MVP.
Sure. I mean, anything could happen in a smaller sample. I just think the Dodgers are better.
I'm right there with Brian on this one. Steve Pearce versus this many lefties. I'm like licking my chops here. And
Like,
the
but hold on, but I'm going Dodgers.
No, I
However, like if there was a prop bet, I would like Steve Pearce.
he's I think I saw he's 40-1 for a World Series MVP.
I would
If you're
take
into that
that.
sort of thing. Yeah,
Frankly, I'd
I
take
do
either
too.
of them. Not Moreland, Muncy. I like them both in that spot.
I
Except
think
for the Red, except for the Red Sox for winning the World.
Muncy's the best player out of these four, and I think the margin's pretty large there. But I think that in an in individual series, Pierce has just as high of a ceiling as
So
anybody in that group. But I would have Muncy the best. I'd have Pierce and Moreland two and three, and then I'd have David Freese the fourth
I don't
best out of
know
these guys.
why Freese isn't pretty much the same as Steve Pearce. He mashes lefties too, and the Red Sox best two starters are lefties.
Well,
And the Red Sox best
Freese.
two the Red Sox best two starters are much more likely to go deep into the game. Like
When
the
has Freese
Dodgers are
ever
really
shown that he can hit in the playoffs, Matt?
I think the last series he did pretty well.
Also, he was the World Series MVP.
Yeah, he was
Yeah, he
like
was
the
on the car that
hero.
Cardinals team, right? Yeah, I
Yeah.
forgot about
Yeah,
that.
he would know. He was the guy.
Yeah.
He was every hit,
Yeah.
including the one off of that Cruz couldn't get to, I believe.
So you're saying he already wasted his moment in the sun. It's over for him at this point. He's used all the bullets.
I would say that except for seeing Craig Counsell, who was in the middle of both the Marlins and the Diamondbacks' final play, it made me remember that like these weird things happen where people show up again and again. It's like Edgar Renteria making the final out of two World Series or two I think it was two World Series in a row, or no, two World Series in his lifetime. One with the Marlins and one against the Red Sox. He hit it back to Falk. Anyhow, that tangent is brought to you by
By
being on
what?
a podcast.
Oh, I thought you were going to say some beverage. Defensively, though, this is where I like the Red Sox. I love Moreland's defense when he's in. I love Pierce's defense. I didn't realize he was such a good first baseman. I don't know whether he's
He's
just
not.
been
He's just
making
playing out of his
sublime.
mind right now.
It just seems like that's got to be an edge for the Red Sox
Oh, no, I agree.
defensively, right?
I agree, yeah. I'm just saying, like, historically, Steve Pearce hasn't been that great. He's just, for some reason, he's been unbelievable this postseason.
I'm gonna agree with you guys and go Dodgers here just because of Muncy, but it would not shock me one bit, like if the Red Sox first baseman end up having way more of an impact on this series. You know what? Screw it. I'm going Red Sox here.
I just don't understand how you can make that argument for Pierce and not Freeze.
Pierce's defense.
I guess I think that's stretching it.
It
Yeah, you get
is
it?
literally
Stretching?
stretching it.
Yeah.
Jake, I got you. Jake, I
I
got
actually
you.
hate myself right now.
I got you. Because fuck David.
Yeah, exactly.
And honestly, I would say fuck Steve Pearce if he wasn't on the Red Sox, but he is.
Love that guy. Second base. Oh boy, here it comes. Second base, we have Ian Kinsler, Brock Holt, and Mookie Betts versus Kike Hernandez and Chris Taylor. Mookie is gonna get in at second during this
I think so
series.
too.
It's happening.
He sure is. And him setting foot there for like a half second just pushes the Red Sox over the top.
Easily.
Yeah, I mean, it all comes down to whether or not he plays there. If he plays there, it's obviously the Red Sox.
I think he's going to get all three games there. I think he'll shift to
I
the
don't know.
outfield at some point during the game, depending on what the
Yeah,
score
depending on
is.
situation, but I think it depends on how, and I wouldn't be surprised if you're right. I don't want to make it sound like I'm disagreeing with you, but if like Kinsler or Holt is like plays really well in the first two games, I can see them kind of shying away from it, but I think it'll happen at least two of the three games.
I'm so excited that this is actually going to happen because all things point to this, right? I mean, the way that Cora is talking about it, the reps
Yeah,
that
they
he's been
kind of
getting.
backed off a little bit, to be fair, but I think it's going to happen.
This might be the most exciting side storyline of the World Series, right?
Unless Nick Punto throws out a first pitch, then yeah.
The Punto deal. Gotta love that. But let's talk about the Dodgers guys here a little bit too. Kike Hernandez, underrated player, continuously, it seems like. Chris Taylor had a really good year last year, hasn't been quite as good with the bat this year, and he's a guy that gets a bunch of time in the
Still been
outfield as
pretty good.
well. Yeah, I mean, he was fine. Totally solid. Kike Hernandez was like a 260-ish guy with a little bit of pop, over 20 home runs this season. Both those players are dangerous.
Yeah, and they both move all around the field. They both make an impact defensively and on the bases. Yeah, they're good all around guys. I mean, obviously they're not Mookie Betts, which is why the Red Sox get the edge, but these are good players.
If you
Yeah,
take out
definitely.
Mookie, it's them, right? They have the edge.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Shortstop. Bogey versus Manny Machado.
Just think about what you just said. Of course, Manny Machado is here. Like,
Yeah, I hate it, but obviously.
he's gonna go to the Yankees, and he is just like a one-man Red Sox trolling.
Who are you going to hate more, Machado or Sanchez?
This is tough.
I know.
Sanchez.
I thought so.
I think I
Because
hate Manny more.
because
Me
Machado,
too.
because he, I respect how good he is. Like,
I don't.
fucking amazing.
He's a dirty player. I'm with Yelich.
Yeah, I
Oh, I
hate
mean,
Machado.
does Machado even deny it, really, at this point?
No, he just smirks with his shitty haircut.
Yeah, his hair fucking sucks, dude.
It's the worst.
What are you doing?
Anyhow,
Here, you get so
he's
much money, you
better
gotta
than
find a better
Xander
apartment.
Bogaerts, but
Yeah, see ya.
Bogaerts could be better than him on any given day, obviously.
I
Yeah.
would certainly bet all of my dollars that Manny Machado is better and will probably be better because you know what? He's actually performed in the playoffs too, so I really can't
He's gonna hit
say
at
too
least
much.
one absolute moonshot. Over everything in left field.
It's
Well,
probably going to be off of Eovaldi.
remember,
No, Eovaldi's pitching it
they
away. It's gonna be
really
Hembree.
could. They really did have different balls last year in the World Series.
Hembree was
Of course,
complaining
I
about
should
it.
mention this, but we could have like 15 to 13 games. So in that case, he's going to have many moonshots, and so is JD.
Clear edge for the Los Warriors.
Hembree was already complaining about the baseballs. He said they've been different all postseason. Or whatever that's worth.
How would he know? He's only touched one like twice.
They throw bullpen sessions sometimes, Jake. I don't know if you knew that
I
about
can't believe
baseball
they let him
players.
touch the game balls.
What the fuck did Heath Henry do to you?
Too many implosions, buddy.
Well, he has all this. He also has all this price anger that needs to go somewhere else. Now.
Fair enough.
That's right. So Henry's my new target.
Heath Henry. You're really aiming high on that one.
Yeah, I'm definitely picking on the kid with no friends right here. Third base, Devers and Nunez versus Justin Turner in his disgusting beard.
Turner
with his disgusting beard.
Yeah, I agree. Turner is fabulous.
He's incredible.
And I hate him.
I don't think I really gave enough credit for how good he was until I looked at his numbers today. He's fucking
but he's
amazing.
Getting better.
Yeah, it's
ages.
Ridiculous.
Do we have a slash line for him on the season?
I can go on.
He was a 3.45 guy, I can tell you that much.
Yep. 312, 406, 518.
That doesn't suck.
In a pitcher's paradise, by the way.
Yeah, he's really good.
And started late, which meant he didn't really have spring training. He came in cold.
Yeah.
Is this the biggest edge we've had in any position so far?
So far, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Huge win for the Dodgers here. This is our first major victory. Yeah, I agree. The guy does everything. Left field, Benintendi versus Jock Peterson and Taylor.
I think you got to throw Matt Kemp in here, too, although he hasn't been playing that much lately, but he's still kind of a right-handed guy that can play there.
And bench boy Kemp.
I go Benintendi, but it's close.
I go Benintendi, and I would say it's sort of close, and Kemp factors into it, but in some cases, depth, I think, helps your case, and in other cases, I think it's sort of redundant. In this case, I think it's sort of redundant, and so Benintendi's ahead.
Okay, I'm going to tell you guys why you're wrong about this being close, because Benintendi, unlike these three guys, knows how to play left field at Fenway. So he's going to have even a bigger defensive
edge.
Can I
give you a hot
usual.
Take about that? Left field is the easiest outfield position at Fenway.
Not if you don't know how to play it correctly.
If you don't know how to play any of them correctly, which none of the Dodgers do, I would say left field's the easiest. The triangle in center field is unlike anything else. In right field, I think it's the hardest.
So then our elite defensive outfield gets even a bigger boost at Fenway.
Sure. Absolutely. I think that's a big factor in the series.
So if you think this is even close offensively.
You know, the field is the easiest because Manny played it.
True, but look at what happened
Manny
when the other Ramirez tried to play it.
Because Hanley played it.
Hanley played it god-awful, though.
He was the worst.
I mean,
I'm not saying left field is easy. It's more about how hard I think the other ones are than left field being easy.
I think Manny's got the best bat out of those three.
The golf balls are going all over the wall in this.
Peterson's really good against righties. He's not going to hit against lefties.
I would say Benintendi's better against righties than Peterson is.
The Red Sox are going to be pitching more righties than the Dodgers.
That's true.
I don't think Benintendi's going to be seeing much right-handed pitching in this series. Peterson will.
Still like Benny.
I think Benny's got the edge. I'm just saying. Peterson makes it close.
You like Jock. Jock swings and misses a lot, though, man. He doesn't put the ball in play a lot.
I don't care. He hits for crazy power. He draws a ton of walks. He's really good. I'm a big Jock Peterson guy.
All right. So closer for you guys than it is for me. Center field, JBJ versus Bellinger, Cody Bellinger. Where are you guys going here?
Both MVPs.
Both league MVPs. That's true. League championship series MVPs.
Well,
I mean, if defense was ever going to matter, it would be in this series.
I mean, this is the defense edge.
Big time defense edge.
You know, Cody Bellinger only had 591 OPS in that NLCS, and he won MVP.
What was our boys, JBJ's?
Definitely higher than that. He had a couple home runs, a double, and a bunch of walks. I'm looking it up. 1067.
Yeah, that'll do.
Anyways, I'll go Bradley, but I don't know. Again, I think this comes down to what they do with Betts, because Benintendi in center field is still an edge over Bellinger, but it's not as much of an edge.
Yeah, I agree with Matt.
But I still go Red Sox just because I think Bradley's going to be out there most of the time.
I'm really surprised you guys didn't agonize about this at all. I mean, Bellinger had an unbelievable year in 2017 offensively and had still a really solid year this year offensively. I mean, he's a way better player offensively. You guys must think that that defense is going to be a huge, huge factor in the series. And it's not like Bellinger's inept defensively.
No, but I think what you were saying about left field, I feel that way about center field.
Okay.
Center field is massive at Fenway. You got to cover a lot of ground out there.
See,
And
Dodger Stadium
Bellinger's strength is not
is
taking
not
complete.
exactly small.
What's that?
Dodger Stadium is not exactly small.
Right.
No, but it's more straightforward with dimensions. Like there's a lot of different angles you got to play in center field.
Right, but I'm saying that like the defense also translates
Oh,
to.
yeah, definitely.
I'm going Bellinger here. I think offensively the edge is just so big, even though JBJ did what he did.
I think you gotta. I guess it depends on how you feel about Jackie Bradley on a hot streak. Because I think Jackie Bradley's on a hot streak right now, and I think that makes him a totally different player.
I mean, him on a hot streak is basically the perfect player, so
Yeah, just
could
about.
probably be
But
better.
I mean, I think there's an argument that the off days could kind of cool him down. I'm just not sure I would buy it.
Brian, you're the tiebreaker here. Where are you going?
I surprisingly to me, I'm gonna go JBJ.
Interesting. Okay. So we have Edge Red Sox at center field. Right field, Betts and JD Martinez versus Yasiel Puig, who's been super hot.
Yeah,
I just want to see these
unfortunately,
guys hang out.
it's Red Sox.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that close. Doesn't matter what Puig did. Screw Puig. I don't
I
like
love
that guy.
Puig. I love Puig.
Jake, Puig, your friend.
What?
Puig, your friend.
Puig, my friend? I don't think so.
You never heard that?
No.
Now you have.
Anything Puig, I try to avoid. DH.
That's an old man baseball take. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, I have some old man tendencies. I'm gonna go mow my lawn even though it's night after this.
Homeowners Association won't like that.
That's right. I'll complain at my own self. DH is JD versus some mess of Dozier, Kemp, Peterson, Turner. I put Peterson and Turner there because last year in the World Series, those two got the most run at DH. I really don't know who they're going to be playing at DH.
Kemp game one.
Kemp game one. Could be any mix of these
Yeah,
guys.
literally anybody can do it on that team.
But it doesn't matter, right?
It's
Correct.
obviously JD.
Bench. Swihart, Vasky, Holt, Nooney, Pierce versus Barnes, Freeze, Dozier, Taylor, and Kemp. Any of those guys I just named could be starters for them at any given point, but I still think it's the Sox.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think it's close. I think it's the Dodgers in a blowout. There's so much talent on that Dodgers bench.
But part of it, they're going to be starting, you know?
Yeah, and then they're going to be shifting in because they're all platoon players. So when the Red Sox start a lefty and then they don't really have left-handed relievers, they're just going to like do a line change.
I
And
mean,
it's
this
going to be
is the
unbelievable to
strength
watch.
of the Dodgers team, right? Like
Yeah,
the
the depth is good.
interchangeability. They're like
Yeah.
switch everything.
I don't know. I'm not the only one that feels this way. What's his name for MLB.com? Anthony Castrovince did it today, and he had the Sox bench as well.
Well, I think he's wrong too.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not alone on this.
I'm surprised. I think. Oh,
I
wow.
just
Okay.
I love how Holt's swinging the bat right now. I like the versatility that they have at catcher. You know, I still think there's something to be had in Nunez. I don't know. I just like it. And Dozier's been super cold and Kemp's been shit. So, and Freeze can only hit lefties. Barnes doesn't scare me at all. I mean, the guy who I'm really looking at is Taylor.
I don't know.
But
And I mean,
Freeze does hit lefties as we like he hit.
he definitely hits lefties, but that's all he does.
yeah, but he's going to be starting those first couple games, which is going to push like probably Kike Hernandez to the bench.
You think it's going to be Kike on the bench?
I mean, probably. I'm kind of just throwing out a name. I don't know who it's going to be. But I
Yeah.
mean, that's part of the point, is that they have so many options.
Yeah. No, I mean, I can see the argument, and I think that most people would say that it is the Dodgers here. And I think that, you could certainly be right. I just love the way that Cora's been pushing the buttons this postseason.
Yeah, I mean, I think if we did something for manager, I would definitely pick Cora.
Well, let's do
That's
manager.
fair, but that's a different, I think that's a different discussion than better bench.
So let's talk about that. I mean, manager is sort of the last position here to talk about. We have old friend Dave Roberts versus Alex Cora. Brian, do you agree that it's Edge Cora here as well? I mean, Roberts has
Yes.
been a great manager.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
I think part of it is that we watch the Red Sox so much, and manager is one of those things where you really have to watch the team on a regular basis to really understand. So there's some bias that shows.
Tactically, everybody speaks highly of Roberts, though.
Yeah, I don't know that that's the biggest impact a manager makes.
So here's where we have it. At the end, we have starting pitcher, Red Sox, bullpen, Red Sox, catcher, Dodgers, first base, Dodgers, second base, Red Sox, shortstop, Dodgers, third base, Dodgers, huge advantage, left field, Red Sox, center field, Red Sox, right field, Red Sox, DH, Red Sox, bench, Dodgers, and manager, Red Sox. Certainly more advantages there for the Red Sox from
Can I
us.
ask a question about Dave Roberts?
Yeah.
How many Red Sox players do you think he gets a lot of cheer then during pregame introductions at Fenway?
Almost all. Would be all except Betts, JD, and Sale.
I was kind of thinking that too. I don't know how confident I am, but that's kind of where I was leaning. I was going to say like 20.
The first time.
I think they only do it the first game.
I know, but this is it, Dave. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's
Did I
not
tell
getting cheered when
you
he's making a pitching change or anything.
I was standing next to Dave Roberts this off season? I was at a Wizards game and I was standing by the floor and he was standing right next to me. He was there with some kids group. I have no idea why. And that was it. And now he's in the World Series trying to beat the Red Sox. I must have pissed him off.
He's had a better year than you, I would say. You made it to the World Series.
I think there are a fair number of guys in Massachusetts who have named their daughters after Dave Roberts. That's how much they like him.
Name their daughter after Dave Roberts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't have gone with son there, but okay.
No, I'm just saying, that's how extreme it is. I think there are some people that would name their daughters Dave Roberts. I mean, son's pretty obvious, but I mean, people love him here.
They do. You can't really tell if you name somebody after Dave Roberts, though, because that's kind of a common name. It's not like Mookie or Nomar or anything like that.
Would you name your son Dave Roberts Collins?
I mean, I guess it wouldn't be my first choice, but
It's not a terrible name, though, Dave Roberts
yeah, it's fine.
Collins.
It's not Mookie Xander
Sounds
Collins.
like you signed like one of the state constitutions in 1843.
Actually, my son's middle name has to be Gerard. It's a family name. So,
All
fun
right.
fact.
Should we get to predictions?
Let's do it.
Who wants to go first?
I know how much Brian loves doing this.
Okay. To atone and to be bold, I'll say Red Sox in five.
Fuck. Me too.
That's what I was going to.
Oh God. That
Oh
scares
my
me.
God, they're so gonna lose.
Yeah, that really scares
And the 10 people who respond to us on Twitter are gonna have a field day. It'll be good for our brand, but it'll be tough to swallow.
me and Brian picked the Astros last time, right? You picked the
Yeah.
Red Sox.
Yeah, I had Sox in 7. All
Like
right. Lose.
I don't even know if I want it to go only 5. I mean, I do, but
I wouldn't mind it.
yeah, I would not mind it. But I like good World Series. So as long as the Red Sox win, we'll.
I have a massage scheduled for right after the Red Sox season ends.
That's
So I'm kind
awesome.
of looking forward to that.
It's is it a hand massage from all the key typing you've been doing?
No, it's a real. I have a gift card to a spa. I've never gotten a massage before, so I've been saving this gift card till the season's over, and I'm so excited.
I've never gotten one, and my wife, like a few years ago, got me one. Man, I'm telling you, they beat the fuck out of you. It's great.
I'll take it. I need one so bad.
Yeah, it's a good feeling, that's for sure. I cannot believe we all went Red Sox in 5 here, but it
It's
is.
terrifying.
Yeah. Let's get to our questions before we end the podcast. 2 Minute Warning asks us how Cora should manage JD in the away games, followed by is Mookie going to play second from Brad Stevens. These two, we sort of addressed it, but do you guys think there's any other possibilities? Let's just talk about the possibility of Mookie not playing second. What do they do with JD in that way?
He plays left, Benintendi plays center, Bradley sits.
Okay, so kind of how they handled it during interleague games this year.
Or I guess they could put Mookie. Actually, I'd probably rather see Mookie in center and JD in right.
I think that's what they're more comfortable with.
Yeah, that's probably what they would do. Either way, Bradley's sitting.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Red Sox on Briff, I guess is how Brian's telling me to say it. Says,
He
does Jake need.
DM'd me. He DM'd me. He was very happy with me for correcting him.
Oh, good. Well, du fromage and un jupe and whatever other French words I know. Does Jake
Toi.
need French lessons?
Is it?
Brian could help him, but I doubt he's available. Listen, getting lessons from Brian for anything, I feel like would be a nightmare.
We made Toi stupid, so who gives a shit? Sorry.
Hey, that was rude.
I know, that's why I said I was sorry, Jake. I knew.
All right, well, I was going to call you Setu and Gross Tet, but no, I'm not going to.
We.
All right, Vinny has our next question. He says, pick one World Series you'd to have. I think he means which one of these we wish the Red Sox had won. Out of 67, 46, 75, and 86. And he says, are you confident in Chris Sale going into game one? I'm not. The dude was in a hospital a week ago. I'm scared. I'll tackle this one first. The one World Series I wish the Red Sox had won that they didn't from when I was not born, because all these I was not born during, is 1946. I just wish Ted had got one, especially after serving his country in World War II. I think that would have been sweet.
I don't care about any of those.
Don't know why 2003 wasn't on there. I know
Yeah,
they
that
didn't
would be
make
the
the
one
World
you'd want.
Series. That would be the one for me.
Okay.
I don't care that it would negate 2004. I don't care.
I mean, 2003 would just turn into 2004. That's all.
Yeah, it did anyway.
We already talked about Sale. You guys are petrified. I am not. I think he's
I don't
gonna.
think I'm petrified. I'm
Wait,
probably the
when did I
least
say
confident.
that? I gave
Yeah, I
Sale
think
the
Brian was.
advantage.
Yeah, I think I was the only one that wasn't super confident. I'm probably the
Dare
least
you? How
confident.
dare you put words in my mouth, sir?
I just figured you agreed with Matt. My bad. Colby Cushing asks our next question. He says, what's the thought on Kimbrel's struggles and how do they come into play in the World Series? Was Eric Gagne's advice about Chris Sale, about Kimbrel tipping his pitches legit or just a placebo effect confidence booster?
I don't care. I don't know. How would I know?
Well, somebody on The Athletic, I kind of feel bad forgetting the guy's name, but he found a something he was doing that was tipping his pitches. I don't know how much of an effect It really had.
Didn't have to do with him coming set.
Yeah, how he was holding his hands from the set.
Right.
So I think, even, I mean, I think it was probably more placebo than anything, but it's probably a mixture of both.
Yeah, and give some credit to Jen McCaffrey. She talked to a scout too, and basically, scout said it doesn't, explain the command issues that he's having. So,
Oh, yeah.
still yanking balls.
And Jake, I would like to give some credit to you. You've now beaten me in fantasy football officially. Congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, appreciate that. Next one comes from Bob, who is a friend of the podcast. He says, "Will the Red Sox win the World Series in 4 or 5 games?" We all say five, Bob.
That means they're gonna lose, so you know.
Jake has our next question. He says, "How close to 100% does Steven Wright need to be to get a nod in the bullpen? I don't think he could possibly be 100% healthy just 2 weeks after getting removed from the ALDS roster."
90.
Sure.
What do you say, Brian?
As hard as he's gonna throw his fastest pitch, that percent. So, like, if it's 78%, 78 miles per hour, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Magical thinking, Jake.
I'm
I don't
just
know.
gonna go with if he's on the mound, he's 100%. Chris Sale style.
It's a different injury though. It's his knee, right? You need to feel good about your knee to really feel good about being on the mound.
Not if there's cortisone in that sucker.
I
Lots of
guess. The
it.
thing with Steven Wright is that if he's not good, you don't get a lot of warning. It's just,
It's just a disaster from the start, yeah.
yes.
It's scary.
All right. Last question of the night. Camden Prather asks, "Why do you have a grievance against Carabas?"
What?
It must be for me. I
Don't know
don't.
where that's coming from.
I don't. I squashed a beef that I also started.
Sounds like you.
Even though, well, but I like I had been passive aggressively posting, and he saw it, and he came to me. We talked it out. I apologized because there was no need for it. I figured if it rubs me the wrong way, I always just unfollow because I respect the guy's hustle, so I have no beef with him. Unlike, I have no desire to beef with people online who are not like you guys. That's why I like to argue with you on the podcast.
Yep, I've had
And
nothing but
Jake on
positive
WhatsApp
interactions.
and emails. However, I can beef with Jake, I do it. So I have no beef with Barabbas.
He does good work, that's for sure. All right.
I mean, the dude is a success story. It's incredible. It's sort of Simmonsy, and very impressive. So why beef with that?
You won't find the beef here, that's for sure. All right, so let's close out the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, go on, rate and review us. Give us 5 stars. We got 2 more reviews since the last time I called for reviews, so thank you guys for those. Subscribe to the show. Get it right to your phone. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you get your podcasts. And then follow us on Twitter. Follow Brian at Brian Joiner, Brian with a Y, Joiner with an I. Follow Matt at Matt RY Collins. Follow me at DevJake. And most importantly, follow the site at Over the Monster for all your Red Sox news. And we will be with you during the World Series. I bet we'll put at least one out mid-series unless they close this thing out real quick. So go Sox, everybody, and
That
hope you
was me
enjoy.
knocking on wood, everybody.
Yes, I am also doing it. All right, later, guys.